Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf gimel. We're holding 5-6 lines from the bottom, from the top of the amud. 5-6 lines from the top of gimel amud aleph. Let's just do a quick chazar of what we learned yesterday.
Good.
We're not going to go through all the 15 arayot. But what we will do is, going back to daf beis, it said in the Mishnah that there is a time when, chas v'sholom, if a person passes away, and leaves no children, but leaves a wife, an almana, and perhaps multiple wives. And he also leaves a brother. Under normal circumstances, the Torah says, Kieshwa Achim Yachtov, and one of them died, and passed away without any children, then the brother is supposed to go and be Miyabim, and if he doesn't want to be Miyabim, then there's a din of Chalitza, as we are familiar from the Torah. So our Mishnah told us, but there are an exception to the rule. What happens if the Yavama that falls for the Yavam is related to the Yavam? Besides the relationship that she was the brother, the sister-in-law of the Yavam all of these years. Besides that, she happens to be, for instance, the daughter of the Yavam. Like we had the first case of the Mishnah. It was Bitoy. What would that case be? Again, just Bekitzur. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a daughter by the name of Shprimza, Chani, Zolzan Chani. And that Chani now married Shimon. And Shimon had another brother and another wife or two. And Shimon has every right to go and marry Chani because Chani is his niece. And uncle's allowed to marry a niece. I know of cases of uncles that married nieces. It's not common, but certainly it's permitted mitzad halacha. And that's what he did. He married her, and he was also married to another woman or two. Before Rabbeinu Gershom, of course, that was permissible. And then what happened? Shimon Loyalangi passed away, left over all of these Yevamis for his brother, for Reuven. Reuven cannot possibly be Miyavim, his own daughter. It says, Chas v'sholom, it's Asur. And not only can he not go and be Miyavim, his daughter, he cannot be Miyavim, the Tzara, either. And that's what it's in the Mishnah, Chomish Esrei Noshim. Not only does he not have the ability to go and be Miyabim the Bitoy, he cannot be Miyabim the Tzora either. We're going to have a whole bunch of questions on the text of the Mishnah. And the first question is going to be, how do we taken know that in the case when you have Reuven and his daughter Chani, that he doesn't have the right to go and be Miyabim? After all, I could have thought that maybe he does have the right to be Miyabim, because although it happens to be an Isser upon him, it's his daughter, but perhaps there's an overriding mitzvah of being Mekim Li'achiv Shem Hames, to go Li'achim Shem Li'achiv Hames, and that is to go and be Miyabim to do a mitzvah. And as we know, Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a din of Asay. So the Asay of Yevam Yovi Aleha, that the Yavam should go and marry the Yavama, maybe supersedes, overrides, and even trumps the din of the Isser Erva of the Mushal Bitoy, or Bas Bitoy, or all the others. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha Mirtashem on the Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to say that the reason why the din of the Erva supersedes the din of Yibam is because there's a Gzeira Shava of Aleha Aleha. What's the Aleha Aleha? Here in the Pasuk of Yibam, it says Yivama Yovei Aleha. One word, Aleha. And then you have in the parasha of Achois Ishtoi, V'isha El Achois Aloisikach, Litzro Legalois Ervasa, Aleha Bechayeha. Why does it say Aleha in that pasuk? In that pasuk comes to tell you that the Isser of Achois Ishtoi, Isha L'Achois L'Isikach, supersedes the din of Yavama Yavi Aleha. That's what I learned from the two Alehas. Maybe that only applies to Achois Ishtoi, maybe it doesn't apply to all other Yavams and Yavama situations. In other words, perhaps it doesn't apply to all the other 14 Arayos that we had yesterday. The Mishnah, again, the Gemara is going to darshan on the Amud Beis. But the Ikar is that the Ikar Drosha that we know that the Isser of the Erva supersedes the mitzvah of the Yibam, we learn from Achois Ishtoi. And that being the case, Frey Tigmar, right after the word Zima, fifth line, Hashem the Amris Kol Milta the Asi Midrasha. Chavivalei, listi l'achois isha. Why don't we go and put achois isha? So the Gemara, you read it yesterday. Let's turn back to Beis Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah. Mechti kulu me'achois ishi ofinan. All the 15 we learn from achois ishtoi. So said the Gemara already yesterday, listen achois isha bereisha. Achois isha should be number one. If you turn back to Beis Amid Aleph, you'll notice achois isha is on the last line. Achois ishtoi. It's not the number 15 of the 15, but it's on the fourth line. We started with Gita, Bita, Bas, Bita, Bas, Benoim, Bas, Ishtoi, Bas, Benoim, the Gam, Zigzach, and then we get to Achois Ishtoi. It's Berach number 11 or 12 on the list. So Gemara asked already yesterday, why don't we have that as number one? And the Gemara said that the reason why we don't have it as number one is because we want to first put in Bitoi, because Bitoi, Iker Isura Midrasha. The Iker Isur of Bitoi doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. It's Midrasha. What do you mean it doesn't say Mephesh in Torah? It says, Isha says that a person, Ish, cannot go and marry Isha Uvita, is Bas Benovi, is Bas Bito. So it says, Ish Uvita. He's not going to go and marry or live with his own daughter. However, that's talking about that it was her daughter. Or even if it was a joint daughter of both the husband and the wife. The case of our Mishnah, the Bitoi, is talking about Bitoi Me Anu Sasai, where there was no ishus. Ishus means that there was no marriage. And therefore, what's the din? If a father lives with his own Bita Manasasai, that's an erva. And if Shimon, his brother, married that Bita Manasasai, and then Shimon died, it's an erva, and Reuven can't go and marry her. So that's why, said the Gemara, we bring that up as number one, because that the Iker Isur is Midrash. Mash Enke, in the case of the Achois Ishtoi, that's not the Iker Isur. It's only in the case where you have a conflict between Yibum and between the Isser Achois Ishtoi, then Achois Ishtoi tells us that the Isser of Achois Ishtoi trumps the din of Yibum. But that's not the Iker Isser. The Iker Isser by Bitoi is, even if there is no Yibum situation, there's an Isser of the Bita Manusasai, which doesn't say the Fadish in the Torah. So Iker Isur Midrash, and that's why that comes number one in the Mishnah. So, but the Gemara says now, if that's the case, Hashu the Amris Komil to the Asi Midrash Chavivale, then that's why he propelled Bitoi to the front, because that's the Iker Drash, and that's Chaviv, listening to Achois Isha, Lib Besaif. Let's go and put Achois Isha at the back of the bus. Why do you put that back in the bus? Because says Rashi, the kulu mino yofinan in your ptur yibam lekaman, because all of them are going to learn from Achois Ishtoi. So Ibazoi, why do you have that in the middle? It's not mamish in the middle, but it's number 11 or 12. You're not putting it at the front because you want to put bitamaru sasoi at the front end. Fine. So put Achois Ishtoi at the end. What's the episode in the middle? You'll notice back in the Mishnah that we had a full set over here. What was the set? We had a set of achvasa. Achvasa means literally sisters, but it means siblings. So you have over here on the next to the last line, you have achoisa mi'imoi, that's a sister. Vachois imoi, that's an aunt, achois. Vachois ishtoi, oh, utzer and achois. Since we're talking about the achvasas,
the sorority.
I'm sorry, though?
The sorority of a sister.
The sorority of sisters. So this is a distinguished member in good standing of that sorority, and therefore, that's why we have a Achois Ishtoi. Okay. Eitimara, listening to the high bubble of the site, so take the entire sorority of all of the Achvasas and put it all the way at the end, so the Achois Ishtoi will be all the way at the end. Tana kurvi kurvi nakat. The reason is because our Mishnah goes in order of the next of kin, or the closest relative. So what is the closest relative to a person? His own children. You could say his wife, but his wife, we're talking about the din of Yibam over here, and a person can't be Miyam, his own wife, he's married to her. So therefore, put away the person's wife. Person's not going to go and be Miyam of his parents. So now we talk about the children. It's Tona Bitoi, Ubas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi, the Krevi Asmai. Those are the closest relatives, but his own daughter. Even though it was Bita Manu Sasai, but it's his daughter. Vayne de Tanish Loja Doris Lamata D. Day. Once we mentioned his, we listed his three closest relatives. Now we go and take her closest relatives. What are that? That's the Bita and the Bas Bita and the Bas Bena, like we have in the Mishnah. Now that we mentioned or we listed the three Lamata Dida, which means the Bita, Bas Bita, Bas Bena, is Tana Shloisha Doris Lamala Dida. Now we do the reverse, and we talk now about the Chamoisai, the Eim Chamov, and the Eim Chamoisai, which, as we explained yesterday, is just the reverse of the same three generations. In the Torah, it doesn't talk about Chamoisei and Eim Chamov and Eim Chamoisei, but it does talk about the Isha and the Vita and the Bas Beno and the Bas Bita. So if a person goes and marries the Isha first, he's now got to go and then live with or marry that woman's daughter. That's the Isha Vita. And then if there's a grandchild, a granddaughter, he's not allowed to live with her either. Now if we do it in the reverse, a person who married an existing granddaughter, he's not allowed to go and live with the mother of that granddaughter. Why? Because that would be his chamoisei. He's not allowed to go and marry the grandmother of that granddaughter, because that would be either Eim Chamov or Eim Chamoisei. So therefore the issue that it says in the Torah about Ishu Vita and the Bas Beno, Bas Bita, is really the exact same thing as the chamoisei, Eim Chamov, Eim Chamoisei, just in reverse order.
Is the expression Chamov and Chamoso, is that all strictly through issues, through legal marriage, or even through informal out-of-wedlock situations? I mean, it's... Is it a biological relationship or is it a legal relationship?
Are you asking whether the person would be able to go and live then with the
granddaughter of his common-law wife?
You know, I mean, someone who lived with a woman and they gave birth and the birth was out of wedlock.
Let's say through a step relationship. She had an existing daughter. I mean, all these things, when it talks about Chamav Chamosav, is that my question is, talking about the legal issues? Because we get Bito Anisasa in the Reisha.
I hear you. So let's talk about a situation where a young man goes and lives with a young lady, not with the benefit of marriage. That young lady has a mother. What you're really asking is, could he then subsequently go and marry the mother, which is, his quote, his mother-in-law?
Correct.
Because the mother...
Correct. I guess that's my question.
Absence of marriage.
In the absence,
right? So it's
theoretical.
Right. I understand, and of course, nobody in the right mind would either live with a woman without having the benefit. Exactly, that goes without saying. And then to go and compound it, to go and live with his quote mother-in-law, that must go into insane asylum. Right. Okay, but to answer your question, to my knowledge, chamois is only through the benefit of issues. It's not
biological. About thank
exactly.
You. Thank you.
Getting back to our Gemara now, you agree, right?
Yeah.
I'll leave it. So getting back to our Gemara. So now, since we said the Mata Didei, the Mata Dida, and then we go the Mala Dida. And now, Vitana, and right after we finish then with the Chamoisei cases, Vitana now Achoisei, Vachoisimai, the Krevei Atzmai. So now we go back to his craving. This is already a different generation and a different level of relationship. Now we're talking about siblings, right? We went through the Eim Chamov, Eim Chamoisei, and now we go to Achoisei Meimai, Vachoisimai. Those are Krevei Atzmai, his craving. And since we spoke about Isser Achva, that's the Achois and Achois Imai, so then to an Achois Ishtoi, which even though the Achois Ishtoi is really not Kroivei Atzmai, it's Kroivei Ishtida, it's Ishtoi because it's his wife's sister, but since it's Achva, so like Imar said before, it's in the Parsha of siblings and sisters, so she gets also a Rangachat, also in that same Sarari. Skipping all the way to the end now, the final two cases, L'chayra Kalosei comes before Eishes Ochav Shloihoi Bailomai. Why? There is no real erva attached to the din of Eishes Ochav Shloihoi Bailomai. The reason why a person is not allowed to be miyavim, the Eishes Ochav Shloihoi Bailomai, because it said in the passage, they have to be together ba'olam. And that new brother was only born after the first brother passed away. And so therefore there's no din of Yibam. But if there's no din of Yibam, the pre-existing Isser Eishes Ach continues to apply. In other words, whenever there's no mitzvah of Yibam, it's not, okay, no mitzvah, no. But he's not allowed to go and marry that woman because that happens to be his sister-in-law, even though his brother passed away. But a sister-in-law remains a sister-in-law, and therefore remains... Rashi always uses the expression, it's like Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Leibanim, which of course is Osir. It's only the Ach She'en Lebarim. So getting back to our Gemara, so Lechoyra says the Gemara, why doesn't it say Kalosei first? Because Kalosei is a real relationship. What's the relationship? It's his daughter-in-law. Okay, it's a relationship through marriage. Of Lamaisa, it's an erva. Masha Enke, in the case of the Eishes Ach, Shaloi Haya Bailamai, other than, of course, the brother-in-law, sister-in-law relationship, which is, of course, the same for everyone in the Mishnah, and for anyone that is has a Yibam situation. So, L'choyre Kalosi should come first. Azay Freyti Yimaron. Because Eishes Achos Shloi Bailamai, there is no additional layer of kurva of relationship to the Yava. Dr. Yomar, the Mishum covered this here. Al Aydi the Dairi, the Isser Achva, since we had this list in our Mishnah of Achoisei Me'imai Achoisei Me'imai Achoisei Ishtoi Eishes Achim Me'imai Altholi Achim Achoisei. Then we throw in Eishes Achoisei Me'imai, which is also in the parasha of Achva. So Eishes Achoisei Me'imai. But it's on a Kolossi, and then Kolossi comes at the end. Okay, so now we've gone through the whole order of the 15 in the Mishnah. So now we're going to focus on another din. Daniel asked this already yesterday, and that is, why does it say Chameshes Enoshim Poitus Tzoresein? Or it should say Oisrois Tzoresein. It's not just, the Loshim Petura sounds like it's not mandatory, but if you want to, you can go and marry the Tzor.
Yeah, it should be Choletz Salomis Yabemis type situation. Shouldn't, I mean, like, it's there, but you shouldn't do it, so it's kind of like in between, right?
What you're saying up Yisroel makes sense, but you'll recall Vadam on the Omid, and I think you quoted this yesterday, Kola Oyla Meyib, no, here on Gimel Amin Aleph, Kola, six lines in the bottom, Kola Oyla Meyibim Oyla Chalitzim Chosho, Eino Oyla Yibim, Eino Oyla Chalitzim. If there's no din of Yibim, there's no din of Chalitzim, there's no din of Chalitzim, no din of Yibim. The two work together hand in hand. So now, the Choyra, it should say, by all of the cases in the Mishnah, it's not just that the Yovam is potter from being Meyabim, or from giving a chalitza to the erva, to the tzaris, and the tzaris, in every case it happens to be osur. He's not allowed to. If Shimon passed away, leaving over Reuven's daughter, and leaving over another co-wife, and Reuven says, no, may the daughter, I can't. But the tzara, let me go and get married to the tzara. It's potter, it's poitres. Okay, it's potter, but I want to go marry her anyway. He's not allowed to. It's osur. So he was like, "You want my ear? You turn the point. Just listening. Oisrois." Says he, "You want turning oisrois? Av a mina osur liyave, av a michlet cholza." Similar to what you were just saying a moment ago. If it said the word oisrois, I would have thought that means you're not living yam. After all, living with a woman that you're not going to live with, that's problematic. But chalitza, why not do a chalitza? You know, what cost is meir? There's no cost in doing the chalitza.
You don't have to cater it.
But right now, Mishnah says both. So put us. So I just changes that one word. It says both in the Mishnah.
And therefore, what should it say?
No, according to the Gemara, it's not just Yibam, the other Kasha. Right now, the answer's right there.
Good. You mend the effect there. Good. That's a different structure. Different. You word it differently, but that's next. The next Gemara's Kasha. Shkorech. So the Gemara says, if we just say, oh, Yisus Havamina Osa Liyavim, but you'll be allowed to go and do Chalitza. Kamash Mulon, that's why our Mishnah has to go and say, not only Poitrois Min Hayibim, but Min HaChalitza and Min Hayibim, both of them. So let it just go and say that there's an Isra Lachlitz, and then I would understand. If there's an Isra Lachlitz, and there's an Isra Liyavim, and use the word Asurais. Gemara, Micah Ovid. How can you say Asura Lachlitz? What did he do wrong? Worst comes to worst, they do a chalitza which was unnecessary. But there is no chas v'sholom iser erva over here. She takes off his shul, and the yarkin b'fonav, and the ein yavami. They say the ganza, not even moitzi shem shemayim lovatola, there's no bracha, they don't even say that Hashem's name. So vus the ganza gefel, so let them do a chalitza, my colleague. What's up there?
I'm adding a mitzvah that is not in the Torah.
What happens if a person wears tzitzis at night? Are you required to wear tzitzis at night?
No.
But if you wear it at night, you're not over a dinner bal toisif. If you go and add, make 9 strings instead of 8 strings, or you have 5 conflicts instead of 4 conflicts, you get into bal toisif issues. But the fact that you go and do something which is not required, that doesn't automatically make you Oizer and Bar Toysef. So they thought, we'll do a chalitza. If the Mishnah would go and say, Osir lachloitza, it sounds like they're Oizer and Aveda. Says, well, you wouldn't be Oizer and Aveda. You just doing something which is unnecessary. So I call him in, drinking, making a Bayer Prigofen now this morning. I have in mind to go and make Kiddush this morning. On Thursday morning, I'm going to go make Bayer Prigofen. Okay. We're not doing the Friday night Kiddush. We're doing the Shabbos morning Kiddush. Sure. It was unnecessary. Maybe it was foolish. Maybe it was very amazing and surprising. But there's no Isser. So you're telling no Isser in doing the Chalitza. Is Zok Yimura? No problem. So tomorrow, my cover to go and say the word osur would be inappropriate. So tomorrow, no, it's not inappropriate. Alom alai, etaka should say oisrois mena chalitza umena yibum. And you're telling me osur achlitz, what's wrong? No, it's telling you osur because imata oimer chalitzes. If you're going to go and say that she can do a chalitza, then misya bevis. Then by mistake they'll think I'm a kem machana chalitza, kem machana yibum. Why, says Yimura? Because of the fact that everybody assumes that the two are the same. Chalitza misya bemis. Wherever you can be a chalitza, you can go and do a yim. Wherever you can do a yim, you can do a chalitza. Zok Yimura. Him the mokin mitzvah hu da sira. Tzora. Shloi be mokin mitzvah. Sharia shimhochi tani poitreis. Says the Yimura, you're right. The word oisreis would have been appropriate. We could have said in the Mishnah, oisreis mena chalitza u mena yim. You can tell me, Nebusus is a gefährlich, you make a chalitza. So you're gefährlich. Because if you're going to make a chalitza, people say, you can make a chalitza, you can do a yibam. Says, I'll tell you why. The only time a tzara is also is a mokka mitzah. Now, what does that mean? That the tzara is only also a mokka mitzah, and it's mutter shaloi a mokka mitzah. So Rashi explains that this is going to be the case that we're going to have later on the Omid days, and it's a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah says over there that there are six aroyos which are even more chomor than the 15 cases in our Mishnah. But the reason why it's not mentioned is because it's impossible to have such a case. What are you referring to? L'mashal, everybody knows that a person is not allowed to go and live or marry his own mother. Chmon Litzlan. Now, the Isser of marrying one's own mother is the Chayra outweighs and is even a stronger Isser than the Marshal, his own daughter or his own sister. This is a mother that he was born from, to go live with his mother. That's terrible. An incestuous relationship, G'doy L'mizu, to go live with his mother. So how come it's not mentioned in our Mishnah that in case Shimon passed away, leaving over Reuven's mother, that Reuven can't go be Miyabim, the mother? The answer is very, very simple. Because there are one of two things. If it's Reuven's mother, then presumably it's also Shimon's mother. So just like Reuven can't marry his mother, Shimon can't marry his mother. So you're going to say, no, it doesn't have to be. It could be Reuven and Shimon come from two different mothers. They have the same father, but two different mothers, because it was either a Zivik Shaini, or in the times of the Torah, or in the times of before Rabbeinu Gerishim, a person could have multiple wives. So wife number one gave birth to Reuven, and wife number two gave birth to Shimon. So what happens if Shimon were to marry Reuven's mother, and then Shimon dies, Reuven cannot go in Miyabim his mother? How come it doesn't say that in the Mishnah? The answer is because Shimon is not allowed to marry Reuven's mother. Why not? Because that's what we call Eishes Ovid. The Torah says that you're not allowed to go and marry your own mother, you're also not allowed to go and marry the wife of your father. So therefore it's impossible for Shimon to go and marry that wife. Impossible. Okay.
Even if the father divorces the wife, the son can't later on subsequently marry the mother.
I think that's the case. That even if he divorced her. I think that's right. So now the question is, that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Because there's no such a possibility of Shimon or Levi or Yehuda marrying Reuven's mother, because it's either their own mother or it's because Eishes Ovid. Fine. So let's go now to another case entirely. Reuven's mother lost her husband. Reuven's father passed away. It was very tragic. Huge levaya. And now Reuven's mother decides she wants to remarry. She's not going to go marry Shimon and Levi and Yehuda because they're all related. Fine. So she marries
Yankel.
Yankel, who's unrelated to anybody in this whole parsha. She marries Yankel. And Yankel, by the way, also has another wife or two. Fine. Now, eventually, unfortunately, Yankel Loyalini passes away. Okay, fine, passed away, Chamunitzla, and left no children. Yankel Utsa had no brothers, so there was no Yibum or Chalitza issue. Yankel never passed away. And who was left behind? The Almana, which was the mother of Reuven, as well as a couple of other co-wives, other tzaras. What happens if Reuven now wants to go and marry one of those tzaras? Would he be allowed to go and marry one of those tzaras?
It's not his father, it's his stepfather. Yes? It's his...
Start again. Yeah. Think through the case.
Yeah.
We have Reuven. Reuven has no brothers. Reuven does have a father and a mother. That's how Reuven was born. The father unfortunately passed away. That mother now married someone from left field. Daniil suggested the name Yankel, if you prefer the name Baron.
No. I'm just trying to understand the case.
I understand. Now, the reason why I'm saying Beryl instead of Yankel, don't think this Yankel is related to Reuven because it's his father. No. Reuven's father passed away, and now the Reuven's mother remarries. Who does she remarry to? She married Yankel, who lives in Australia. Totally unrelated. And Yankel, by the way, has another wife or two as well. But he, Hayoim, Nebuch Yankel passes away without children. And Yankel had no brothers, no sisters, nobody, just one person in the world. He never passed away without any children. Good. So who are now the Almanais? Reuven's mother, together with one or two other wives. Now Reuven obviously cannot go marry his mother. He also hasn't, there's no chiv of Yibam over here. But if he wanted to marry his mother, it would be impossible. It's his mother. Can he go and marry one of the tzarais of his mother? In other words, one of the Yankel's other wives. Would there be a problem marrying one of them?
Tzaras Imoy.
Well, I would say Tzaras Imoy would be awesome. But the Tzaras Imoy is only if it's in a case of Yibam v'chalitza. This is not a Yibam v'chalitza case. This is a case where Yankel passed away. No brothers, no sisters, no gunish, no family members passed away. Buried, done. Now we have his wives that are remaining, Almanos. One of them happens to be Reuven's mother, yeah, Emes. And then there are a couple of other women there. Would Reuven be allowed to marry his own mother? Of course not. But can he go and marry the tzaris of his mother? Mendel yes. Said, tzaris imay, tzara. The answer is, tzara is only mitzvah, makay mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here of yibam v'chalitza, so therefore tzara doesn't apply. Even apply. Good. So therefore, getting back to the Imar.
So therefore, he can marry that Sarasimo?
Yeah. He can marry up to 12 of them. If there are 13 wives, he can marry his mother, he can marry 12 other women.
And it doesn't matter whether or not the Yankel had children. You, in your template, you said Yankel didn't have children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, since it's not a human situation, it doesn't matter. It's not.
If he had 12 children.
It doesn't matter, okay. Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I said that he didn't have children is it should sound like a Yibam case, but Mice is not a Yibam case, because Reuven has no relationship to Yankel, and he's not his brother, he's not his cousin, he's not even his eighth cousin once removed.
He's a stepfather, basically.
Is it a stepfather? Yes, it's a stepfather.
Stepfather passes away, the co-wives are mother.
Exactly. Says Igmar. Now I'll tell you why a Mishnah says poitris and not oistris. Keep the mokim mitzvah. Who de asira tzara? It's only when in a mukam of mitzvah, in other words, a yibam chalitza situation. We have Reuven and Shimon, where Shimon is married to the bitoy or one of the various erbes. That's when tzara is awesome. Vishaloi the mukam mitzvah, like the case that we just posited, that you had the imoy marrying somebody else. Vishaloi mukam mitzvah shari, you're allowed to go and marry the tzara then. Vishamachi tani poitris. That's why it says the word poitris. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Kiv the Mokka Mitzvah. This is 5-6 lines before the wide lines. Kiv the Mokka Mitzvah Yibam Hu Dasira. The Mokka Mitzvah Yibam Hu Dasira. Tzorah Sabas. The Tzorah is also. The Mefarish Masisim. The Mishapotra Hakosim Mezikas Yibam. Once there is no Chiv of to be Meyabim. Kayim Malei Be'eshes Achshi Yesh Lebanim. So then it's as if it's an Eishes, although Rashi says kindly bit, it's really ki Eishes Ach Sheish Lebanim, it's like an Eishes Ach that has children with his no mitzvah Yibam at all. So therefore, no mitzvah to Miyabim the Erva, no mitzvah to Miyabim the Tzara, it's Oster and it's Potter, because she remains like the old Eishes Ach, which is of course an Isser Erva. Shloim mitzvah milkri sharia, kigoin, nochri doesn't here mean a goy, it means a fremde, a stranger, shenase chosnoi, that became the chosn, became a son-in-law, v'loi isha acheris, and he has another wife, umeis, and he died, muteris ishtoi lechomov, the Isha can go and marry the Chamon, it means that other Isha cannot let me come on. Like we're going to have on that Daf Yud Gimel that we spoke about a moment ago, that you have six arroyos which are even more chomor. Mishemachi tani paitres of Tashi. Ditana oisrois mashma shabas oisrosa olav likach. It sounds like that the bas prohibits the brother-in-law to go and marry the co-wife, the tzartz. The kavuchayim shloim makim mitzvah. Madach in the case of makim mitzvah, you're not allowed to marry the tzarab. I would say for sure you can't marry shloim makim mitzvah. Avo poitres lemishtam isura mishum tzarach shel bas. It doesn't sound like that the bas asers the tzarab. El bas poitrasim yibum. As a result of the fact that there is a daughter here, it potters all the other co-wives. So what's the isur? Bisur shochem Allah memeila. Now the Torah says, if there's no mitzvah of yibum, then the pre-existing isur achois, now the isur eishes ach, that was there for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that continues to remain. Have you like an isur of eishes ach sheyesh labonim? Mishum eishes ach the mitzvah shloim b'makom mitzvah to like isur eishes ach Allah shayis. So where there's an eishes ach which is aser, then the tzar is aser. But when there is no din of Eishes Ach, like in this case of Yankel marrying this fellow's mother, no Eishes Ach situation, so there's no Isser. That's why we use the term of pointers in the Mishnah to emphasize that only over here do we have a Tzara because it's a B'makom Mitzvah, but not Shaloi B'makom Mitzvah. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now we've discussed the Poitres and the Oisrais, and now we continue on. Notice in the Mishnah it says, Poitres min ha-chalitza u-min ha-ibam. Now l'choira, Yibum comes first, right? The first option is to Yibum. If the husband does, if the brother doesn't want to, then she says, well, the pasuk says, "Lo yachbitz ish lekachas v'chol tzanal me'aragloi." And then she runs to the Amram, "Ein Yibum elakim lach Hashem b'Yisrael lo yova yabmi." So initially you're supposed to do Yibum, and not Yibum. The backup is chalitza. So pay to my ear to tell you chalitza and Yibum. Listen, min Yibum mina Yibum lichudei. Why does it go and say chalitza and Yibum? Let it just simply say poitris min ha Yibum. So my ear to mina Yibum, but mina mechlitz chalitza. Yibum lemiyavla. Kamash malon. Kalo ili Yibum oil lechalitza. Kalo ena oil Yibum ena oil lechalitza. So Yimara's initial kasha was, why did it say chalitza or Yibum? Let it just say Yibum. That Patim and Ayibim says, well, I'll tell you why I can't say Patim and Ayibim. Because if it would say Patim and Ayibim, I would say Choletzes. Like Choletzes, Olay Messiah Bemis. Like you said before, Barry. That's why the Mishnah has to go and tell you no, no Chalitza and no Yibim, because the two are dependent on one another. I, we do find from time to time we have in the Mishnayas, we even had yesterday's Mishnah at the end, Choletzes, Olay Messiah Bemis. That's talking about either a Sufik situation or a Drabanan situation. But min ha-Torah, if you're oil Yibam, this is a din of chalitza. There's no din of Yibam, there's no din of chalitza. Whenever you find chalitza on Mr. Bemis, because you have a Sufik, I'm not sure, can I not? So the Chum say, you know, if you're not sure, you have a Sufik, or this is Drabanan, just do chalitza, don't do Yibam. Frankly, more of this mina yibam and a chalitza. Why don't we have yibam before chalitza? Since we're inami mina chalitza lichuda, or let it just simply say chalitza alone. That osa mina chalitza, or poitus mina chalitza, or it's a miyibam mina chalitza. Abisholi, that's the famous Abisholi. Omer mitzvahs chalitza, kedem is a mitzvahs yibam. Why bizman hazeh don't we do yibam? I'm told that in certain Sephardic communities, they did do yibam. Until recently, perhaps some continue to do so. How come we Ashkenazim don't do Yibam today? Because we follow Abishol. The Abishol says that Chalitza comes before Mitzvah Yibam. Well, why taka does it come before Mitzvah Yibam? Says Rashi, because the Torah wants a Yovam who is acting Lishma. That the reason why he's marrying his sister-in-law is Lahakim li Achiv Shem bi Yisrael. He feels terrible, he feels miserable that his brother passed away without any children. And therefore, he's not going to even be a statistic, because you know, that his door ended, that's it, finished. Therefore, he doesn't want the buck to stop there, he wants it to continue. That's why he marries the sister-in-law. He's not particularly interested in marrying the sister-in-law, he may already have a wife of his own, but he does the Shem Mitzvah, Lahakim Lachav Shem bi Yisrael. V'yibachor Asher Teilid, Yokam Hashem Achav Ameis. Oh, very, very nice. However, says Abishol, these generations, unfortunately, things have gone a little bit downhill, and the reason why a brother-in-law might want to marry his sister-in-law is not because he wants to be so nice to his brother's neshama, but rather because the sister-in-law happens to be a very attractive young lady, or she happens to be a very wealthy young lady. So the reason why he's getting married has nothing to do with the inyan of the Hakam Lach of Shein, but it's only to take care of his own personal interests. If you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Amud Abishol'i, Beperek Achodes Abishol Oimer HaKoynis Yivimto L'Shemnoi. If he wants to be koynis the Yivama because she's pretty, Ulishem Ishus, or because he likes her, etc. Ki'ilu Pagir Be'erva. It's almost as if he's Pagir Be'erva. The Korb Be'enai Liois Havlad Mamzer. Abishol says it almost as the appearance of Mamzer. Of course, he doesn't mean a real mamzer. Lamaisi is kind of the mitzvah of Yivam. However, if he does it, l'shemnoi, l'shemishi, he's not doing l'shma, the whole thing looks like it almost has a stench to it. They're Reuven, he's marrying Shimon's wife. Reuven cares about mitzvahs. Last time he put on tefillin, it was 180 years ago. So what's the reason why he's going? It's because, unfortunately, she's an attractive lady, and maybe she has some money, and so therefore, Abishol said, when you no longer do Yibam, when you only do Chalitza.
Is this Rechaz Kavana from this?
No, some is Rechaz Kavana, because Abishol is not talking about Gabi Hilchas Tzitzis, and not the Gabi Hilchas Tzvillim, or the Gabi Hilchas Sukkah. He's only talking about the Gabi the Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza. If you have a Yom that's doing it Lishma, not Lishay Mitzvah, Lishma, because he has that burning, sincere desire to go and be Lahakim, the Ach of Shame, that's the ideal of Yibam. Over here, the person is marrying his Yivama, not for reasons of Lishma to the Hakam Lach of Shem Yisrael, but rather because he can go into the chuppah, he'll go and say 12 times, L'shem mitzvahs Yivam, L'shem mitzvahs Yivam, I'm having kavanah of Yivam. However, back in his mind, the reason why he's doing it is L'noi, L'shem Ishus, L'shem Gelt, and other reasons, and therefore that's why he considers it to be almost a perversion of the kavanah of the Torah.
Can the woman refuse?
Yes, she can. Yes.
But you're making a distinction between the Shema and Kavana, and that is eluding me. Maybe after this year, if it's not...
We can talk about it now. It's not a question. He's mechaven l'shem mitzvah. He's saying, I'm doing this because the Torah required me to do it. He says a whole l'shem yichud of 12 lines. Right. I'm doing the l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, that takes away your question of mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. I'm doing it with the kavana of the mitzvah. However, he has an underlying objective over here, not because he wants to do his brother a favor. In fact, he may not have spoken with that brother for the last 25 years. It has nothing to do with him. As far as he's concerned, he's happy that the brother passed away. He's happy he doesn't have children. Who needs him? He was always a monster. He always bothered me. He always chippered with me every day of his life. So why is he going and marrying the sister-in-law? Because she happens to be an attractive young lady. Or because she has millions of dollars in the bank account. Or whatever the other reasons are. So this is not als kavana, but he's not marrying her lishma, lishem, the mitzvah of the Torah, to go and be lahakim lachav shem b'Yisrael. And therefore, says Abishol, if that's not his kavana, lahakim lachav shem, sorry, I use the term kavana, because then you're going to ask me the question again. The reason, since he's not doing it lishma, says Abishol, so then he's not doing the yibum properly lishem shemayim lishma. What he's doing is, he's doing lishem noi, or lishem ishus. We know that every brother-in-law, sister-in-law relationship, that is one of the ervas in the Torah. The only time that erva becomes mutter is in a yibum situation where the brother passed away, leaving over a sister-in-law. There are no children. There's a mitzvah of yibum. However, if you're not being the kind of mitzvah of yibum, lishma, says Abishol, so then the pre-existing iser of Eishes Ach still remains intact. Now, he doesn't say mamish intact, because if that would be the case, it wouldn't be korb ben elias v'la mamzer, it would be mamish a mamzer. It wouldn't be ki'ilu pegir b'erva, it would be mamish an erva. So he doesn't go to the point to say, no mitzvah whatsoever. It is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is tainted with such a terrible stench and smell that everybody knows the reason why he's doing it is not because he's a mitzvah guy, but because he's a noi or money guy. Therefore, says Abishol, we should refrain from doing any yubams bisman hazeh until ach shedora, where people become more sincere in their doing mitzvah lishma. So says our Gemara, that's why mitzvah chalitza kedemeth the mitzvah yibum, and that is incorporated and reflected in our Mishnah by saying that poitres mina chalitza min yibum, that chalitza comes first and yibum comes second. And with this we've concluded the shtickle, and now we continue again analyzing every word of the text, and now we're asking about the chamesh esrei nashim. Freitim aminyana dereish lemutemai. Why does it say 15? I can count, Baruch Hashem, if I count up Bitoy and Bas Bitoy and Bas Benoy, I get to 3, and then I add 3 more of Bitoy, Bas Benoy, Bas Bitoy, so I got 6, then Chamois, Im Chamois, Im Chamois, I got 9, and so on and so forth. I can figure it out. Okay, it's true. 2 hands wouldn't be enough. I'd have to take off my shoe to have all 15. But Lamaisa, I don't need you to go and tell me that it's 15. That's number 1. Minyan of the Sefer, Lamutemai. And where do we end the Minyan of the Sefer? Now, there is really no Minyan of the Sefer. But Rashi says that we have duplication in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah started off, Chamech Esri Noshim, Patras Sisein, Teres Sisein, Minna Chalitza Minna Yibam, Ad Soifo Oilam. Ve'eluhem. So what does the Mishnah start off? The following 15, Patras Teres and Teres Teres, Chalitza Yibam, Ad Soifo Oilam. Now we go on the Amid Beis. Right, if the Colossae, we repeat again. Harry Eglu points to the same, but Torah is the same. Mina chalitza mina yibam atzoy fa'olam. Word for word, exactly the same. When it says Harry Eglu, means the foregoing 15. So the only difference between the Reish and the Sefer is the Reish says the following 15. The Sefer says Harry Eglu, the foregoing 15. The question is, why does it have to tell us that? I can count on my own. So the mutay my. Every more the mutay derav udrav asi. Rav and Rav Asi add 2 more. Who are the 2 more? Rav says Tzoras Soita, and Rav Asi says Tzoras Ailanis. What does that mean, Tzoras Soita? What happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Shimon went and married a couple of ladies, and one of the ladies, unfortunately, Rachmanu Litzlan, was a Soita. Rashi doesn't go into whether it's a Vavei Soita or it's a Suffolk Soita. In other words, a soita typically means I don't know, and that's why we have to take up to Yerushalayim. However, Rashi says in the top line that the soita asura shim zimtza ishtoi. Sounds like that it wasn't just a soita, we're just trying to be nice, and we don't want to say that she was a person who was plisha'as, that she was a sinner, so we call her a soita. Sounds like from Rashi that she was vadei. Mechem, when we get to the Gemara later on, we'll see on Daf Yud Aleph. In other words, about a week or so. Good. So what's the din? Shimon passed away. He left over a couple of wives. One of them was a zoina, and the other one was still a wife. Now, Reuven is around. Can Reuven go and be miyabim either one of the two? Since the first one, the zoina, if she was taka mizana, and she did it bekavana, in other words, the not bekavana, I don't mean bekavana, you're going to ask me again, the shemitzis, but we're talking about, it was, yeah, she did it berotza, and she right. wasn't then, and so, yeah. then she's asura labala. So it's as if they're not married anymore, because she still needs a get. But in that sense, she's no longer married. And now you have the co-wife, says Rav, the remaining brother, surviving brother, can neither go and be miyabim the soita, and he's also potter and cannot be miyabim da tzara. That's missing from our Mishnah. And therefore our Mishnah is excluding that by saying 15, that the Mishnah disagrees with Rav and holds that a case of a tzara, of a soita, would be mutter. That's Rav. And then you have Rav Asi. What's Rav Asi talking about? Again, Shimon had multiple wives. The first wife was an islandess. This is not like yesterday's Mishnah, because Mishnah yesterday was talking about a bas that was an islandess. This is dumb. He went and had he married a couple of wives. One of the wives was an islandess. It means he married her when she was a mushul 10 years old. And they lived together for 10 years. And from the age of 10 to the age of 20, she still has not shown any simonim of being a mature lady. She still looks like she was when she was 10 years old. And therefore, the doctors have confirmed she's stuck in islandess. And therefore, the marriage was never chal, it was a mekach toz. And now, not only can Reuven not go and marry Shimon's former, or the late Shimon's wife, but he also cannot marry the tzaris either. That's the halacha of Rav Asi. Since it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah therefore is rejecting both Rav and Rav Asi, and the Mishnah holds that you can marry a tzaras soita, and you can marry a tzaras ailis. Good. So that's the mutei. So the reisha is the mutei rab, and the seif is the mutei rabasi. What do they hold? They hold l'choyre that the 15 would include their two cases. The Gemara is going to ask in a few lines. According to them, it should say 17. The Gemara is going to ask
the 16 each.
Fine, but the question is, according to them, what do they do now? What does the Mishnah come to be ma'id? Obviously, it's not coming to be ma'id their own halacha, because they hold that that is a case of a tzara where you'd be potter. Suzuki Mar. Rav Ravasi, Lemutimai, what does the 15 in the Mishnah come to exclude? Israel Huda Dodi, if each one agrees to the other's halacha, in other words, Rav agrees to Ravasi and Ravasi agrees to Rav, and so therefore both of them hold that these two would be additional cases of Hoytus Tzori Sayin, then Chod Lemutte Tzori, Israel Huda Dodi, so then they hold that those two have a din, that they are mechuyev, not mechuyev, they have the same tur and the same isra that it says in the Mishnah, so then they would not hold that the 15 comes to exclude them. They would hold that the 15 somehow includes them. Granted, it should say 17. The Gemara is going to ask that question. So now, what does it come? Lemutei mai? Says the Gemara, I have two more. Lemutei tzores mamenes, v'chod lemutei tzores mamenes, v'chod lemutei tzores machse grushosai. What does that mean? Again, you have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon went and married a young girl of 10 years old. And that 10-year-old girl, and besides that, he also had other wives who were gedolos, regular, normal wives. And now, one of the girls was mamenes. From Rashi's mashma, she was not mamenes when the husband was still alive, she was ma'enes after the husband passed away. In other words, you have Shimon, who was married to Chani, who was 10 years old. Chani was thinking, should I? Well, the ma'isa, she was not ma'enes. And then Shimon passed away, leaving no children, but leaving Chani together with a couple of other wives. And now Chani hears, you know what, you fool, now you even to Reuven. Reuven, I can't stand Reuven. And now she is ma'enes now, against Reuven. From Rashi's mashma, that this would be permissible. If you look at the Rashi, Tzores Mamenes, four lines from the top, Harishihoya Laochiv Yisim Ektana, the Isha Acherus, Umeis, Umiyana Ektana, Bi Yavam Zeh. She now says, I don't want the Yavam. He Mitzerosa Suruloi. Then, not only can the Yavam not marry her, not be Miyabim her, he also cannot be Miyabim the co-wife, the Tzar. The Gedolos. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah comes to exclude and say, no. There is no such din Tzores Mamenes, and the husband could marry the Tzara. The brother could marry the Tzara. V'chod lemutei Tzores machzor grushasa. As we know, if Chas V'Shalom, a person gives a get to his wife, and then she remarries to someone else, and then nebuch that marriage didn't last either, and now he wants to go and take her back, he's not allowed to. That's an isle yucha bala rishon loshul lekach liyos liisha achrei yashu tama. Once she remarried, he can't take her back anymore. Okay, what happens if he did take her back, and now after that Shimon passed away? Perhaps he passed away from this fatal decision of marrying his original grusha. Nebuch, she gave him tzaris the first time, and she's giving him tzaris now the second time. Anyway, so what did machzor grusha say? He now died. She is there together with all of the other tzarais. So there's now a view that the brother-in-law, that is the yavam, is not allowed to be miyabim the masur gishosei, that lady, nor any of the tzaras. Our Mishnah comes to exclude that and says, no, you would be allowed to go and marry the tzara after all. So that's if you hold that Rav holds of Ravasi and Ravasi holds of Rav. So therefore, they both agree that there's not 15, but they're really 17. So what does the 15 come to exclude? It comes to exclude one for the Tzoras Mamenes and one Tzoras Machzor Shasa. The Eloi Sfilu Ladodi, if Rav disagrees with Ravasi and Ravasi disagrees with Rav, then Chod Lemutei Dechavrei, so that each one can go and say, the 15 excludes you. Chod Lemutei Oy Tzoras Mamenes, Oy Tzoras Machzor Shasa, like we just said. Great Timura, Larav Laravasi listening. Why Taka doesn't it say in the Mishnah, let's have 17 in addition to 15, let's go and add the Tzoras Soita and the case of the Tzoras Islanders? I'll tell you why, says Timura, the Fisha Eina, but Tzoras Tzora. You cannot have a Tzoras Tzora. Now, why can't you have a Tzoras Tzora? Because normally, in all of the cases of our Mishnah, it's talking about that there's an erva only to one of the brothers. So Reuven is not allowed to go and marry Shimon's almana because it happens to be his daughter, for instance, his bitai. And therefore he's also prohibited in marrying any of the tzaris of Shimon. But Levi and Yehuda can marry the tzara. For that matter, they can marry the daughter too.
Directly, right.
It's their niece.
Just like Shimon did.
Exactly. They could. They're not interested. For that reason, not interested. They want to marry the tzara. Okay, so that's okay. And now what happens if Levi Taka married the tzara, and then Levi subsequently passes away, leaving over that tzara, which was the tzara's Shimon. And he has his own wife, and that wife is now the tzara of the tzara, like we learned in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And now Reuven is invited, come and be miyabim. He cannot go and marry the tzara, and he can't marry the tzara's tzara. But that's all because there are other brothers that could make a yibam, and they can keep on adding layers of tzara and tzara, tzara, and tzara, tzara, tzara. However, in the case of the soita, and in the case of the islanders, our Gemara holds, just like Reuven cannot go and be miyavim the tzara of the soita or the tzara of the islanders, neither can Levi, nor can Yehuda, nor can Yisachar. Nobody, none of the 12 brothers, nobody can go be miyavim, because for all of them, the Isser of Soita, the Isser Islanders, applies across the board, and the Isser of the Tzoras Soita, the Isser Tzoras Islanders, goes across the board to all brothers. So you can never get to the Tzoras Tzora situation. That's why it's not mentioned, because Amisha says, quite just saying, the Tzoras Tzora says.
That's a poem.
Right, so that works fine. Okay, so now, put two dots, and now that we've gone through all the textual concerns that we had, why does it say 15 and twice, and why does it say poitres and not oisres, and why does it say in this order and not the choisishto first or choisishto later? All of those questions have now been dealt with. And so now we're getting into substance. How do I know taka the halacha of our Mishnah, that if a person left over a wife, which was the erva of his yavam, then not only, number one, that she is usher to go and be nisiyabim through the yavam, and number two, that the tzaras are also usher. You know what I mean? How do I know? So the Gemara is talking about. So this is talking about a normal case, that a person is not allowed to go and take two sisters. Ish l'chois l'sikach. Reuven is not allowed to marry two sisters. He can only marry one sister. You remember that yesterday Jeff was asking us how was Yaakovino able to go marry Leah and Rachel, and we said that Ramban asked that kasha, and there's a lot of Torah on that. But Bizman Hazeh, after Matan Torah, a man is not allowed to marry two sisters. Okay, each of the choisli seeker litzra the gaza losle b'chayam. Right, the word aleha in this pasuk would seem to be ibrik. Ibrik means superfluous. It could have simply said litzra the galus ervasa b'chayah. Was it the aleha b'chayah? Aleha matam leima. The Vishnem says in the other pasuk legabe yivam yivam yovei aleha shemei ani atfilu bi'achas mikol aroyis amuris b'tayra kosa medaber. I might think yivam yovei means this is the most overriding concern. We want to make sure that this person who passed away leaves a legacy, has children, has grandchildren. So you know what? Although he passed away without children, but let the yovam go and marry her. Even if her in this case happens to be his daughter, even if it happens to be his granddaughter, maybe that's the mitzvah of the Torah, that there's a mitzvah for Reuven to marry his own daughter to make him the Ach of Shame. So Gemara, Nemerkan, because we're daver, Nemerkan aleh, and Nemer lahalon aleh. In both cases, we have the aleh here by Yivam Yovi aleh, and the Ishul Choisa aleh bechaya. Malalon b'mokay mitzvah, v'kan b'mokay mitzvah. V'yam Rachmana lois hikach. Just like by Yivam Yovi aleh, that's a mokay mitzvah that the Yavam should be making lachem shein. We're saying now we're exporting that definition of a mokah mitzvah aleha to the aleha in the isha lechoisa leisikach, and therefore when it says aleha in that pasuk means even the mokah mitzvah leisikach, don't take the isha lechoisa. Okay, so we see that at least the chois ishtoi remains osur even the mokah mitzvah. The only ella he, I only know now the achois ishtoi herself. Right, so Rasa Minad, I know that Tzara. Tamalink, because it says in the Pasik, Litzrar, Legalis, Lev. What's the Lashon Litzrar? It should say, Ish Lachois Lisikach. legalis hervasa b'chayev. What's in there? Litzra. Litzra comes to tell you the inyan of tzar. Veinli ela tzarasa. Tzaras tzarasa minayin. How do I know that you have the multiple tzaras like we had before? That if Levi marries and Yehuda marries, you keep on adding more and more tzaras. Tamaloimar litzra v'loi lotzur. It could have said in the passing lotzur. That would mean tzara. Why did it say litzra? To tell you multiple tzaras. How do I know by Bitoy and by Chamoisai and all the others? It says only by Chois Ishtar. Amris. So now we're going to do Metamamatzina. Ma Achois Isha, Miucheres. She's special. She's Erva. After all, she is one of the Aroyas where it says in the Pasuk, so the din of Karis. And if Chas Shalom person marries her, Bishoy Yoshigos is a Chatas, like all of the 34 of the 36 Chayav Ekrisis is a Chiyav Chatas. The Asur of the Yovam, and she's a Surah for the Yovam, like we just said now, based on the Pasuk, Olea Olea. Av kol shehi erva, any other erva, then chayav nazlein karis, where the Torah says karis, and that's all the arayis of the din of karis. Now she goes to chatz if you do b'shayi, asur liyavam, all to become asur. Okay, so now I know all the other arayis. The ainli elahein, Torah say minayin. How do I know the tzaras of all the other arayis? Amrits, machlis ishim yuchadashi erva, b'chayav nazlein doin karis. Now she goes to chatz. Just like Bachois Ishtoi, it's not only that she's also to the Yavam because of Olea Olea, but also the Tzar is also because it says Litzra. Av Koshihi Erva Chayav Nazayin Akaris Vashigos Achatos Vasura the Yavam Tzarasa Asura. Kan Omruf, based on this limit from Bachois Ishtoi. Now we understand what the Gemara said right after the Mishnah. Mechti kulam me'achois ishi alfinan. Listen, me'achois ishi mereisha. Let that be the first one.
It's the building block for everything.
Building block for everything. Very good. So that's what the Gemara is now just repeating, or now is explaining what we said yesterday, bekitzur, in summary fashion. So Gemara yochshanimar ba'af sheisha royis chamurus me'elu. She turned to saying asurois. I would think the same thing should have applied to the other six arois, which are more chomer. So we touched on this on the Amud Aleph, like the case of the mami. A person is not allowed to marry his mother. So what happens if his brother marries his mother? His brother is not allowed to marry his mother, either because it's his mother or because it's Eishes Ovid. Whichever one, no problem. But the point is, that's an impossibility. So that's why the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel says, the Sheish HaReis Chamuris Me'elu, that there is no din of Yivam even to start off with. It's an impossibility. It doesn't exist. That's Chamuris Me'el. Okay, but I would think she would say in Asurais that if Yankel or Beryl went and married somebody's mother, and Yankel or Beryl had other wives, and then subsequently Yankel passed away, I would think, okay, I'm not allowed to go and marry my mommy, but maybe I can go and marry those co-wives. No, I'm not allowed. It's a Torah Se'eva. It's a Torah. See, Yochashani Marda, Avshe Shoroyes, Chamuris Me'evo. She would certainly say in Asurais that the Torah should be Asur, right? The case we spoke about in the Yom Aleph.
Yes.
Amis. Machois Ishtim, Yochadashi Erva. Vachayom Azoyna Karts. Vachayom Azoyna Karts. Vachayom Azoyna Karts. The Efshali Nosili Achim, notwithstanding the fact that she's an Erva, there is a possibility of marrying the brothers. How is there a possibility? If Chas HaShalom, there's a case of Yivam. But nevertheless, we go and say, Vasura Liyavam, she can go and marry the other brothers, but she's a sponsor to the Yavam. Right? If you have Achois Ishtoi, what's the case of Achois Ishtoi? That you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to one sister, and Shimon is married to the other sister. But you have Levi and Yehud and Yisachar's women that are married to some ladies throughout the world. Nothing to do with the Achois Ishtoi. So absolutely nothing. The Achim Vasur Liyavim. She could marry the other brothers, but she just can't marry the Yavim because vis-a-vis the Yavim, it's a problem of Achois Ishtoi, like the Bitrei case, right? It's only Reuven that has this issue, not Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar. Mitzurasa Asura, and the Tzora is also to the Yavim. Av koshehi erva v'chayom azayin akaris v'ashir v'chasin v'efshuli nosi li'achim, that she can marry one of the brothers v'asur li'yavon then tzeras asura yot shesh arayis chamuris me'elu hoi v'efshuli nosi li'achim. None of the brothers Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, Yisachar, will, nobody's allowed to go marry her. Why? Because it's either their own mother or it's Eishes Aviv, if what you're saying, Mutarois, Shein Tzara, Elamei Ach, the only time you have a din of a Tzara is an Ach, the Mokka Mitzvah, you have the Yibum situation. But any other case, you're always allowed to marry that co-wife, because it's not a co-wife in Mokka Mitzvah, it's not a co-wife. Good. Zoktimar, now we know the Issur of going in the Miyavim, any of the 15 Arais. As Horish Shemana, Oynish Menayin, how do I know that if he does go and marry, that there's a din chas v'sholom of kareis on my cross? It's at the end of the parashim, parashas kedoshim. Kikol hashiyas, kikol teivus ha'elu. It says v'nichrasa. Okay, so that's the conclusion of this initial discussion. Now I know both of the 15 arayos are aser, and I also know the tzaras are aser, litzror, and tzaras are aser, and I also know that if chas v'sholom does marry any one of these, he's going to be oivan isakaris. All is great. Now, it all started off with that Oleh. Yivam Yavi Oleh, and by Chois Isha it says, Litzra, the God of Asa, Oleh Bechaya. Halav, if it wouldn't say Oleh, have a minute, then I would have thought that a Chois Isha, Miyavam, you should taka be Miyama Chois Isha. My time, why? Domrin Osi Es Vidochalois, like we said, and Es is Dechalav, no problem. But if it's your regular normal loisess, this is such a heavy duty loisess. Does anybody in his right mind think that an esek can be doicha a loisess sheish by kares? Besides that, the su loisess the greater minol on the dochi. You said so simply, you kind of. How do you know? Where do you take that from? Imagine to be continued tomorrow.
Question. Even the Mishnah is Yud Vav Base Vav Men first time. Even over here. Later on in same Mishnah it's the two Yuds. And Gemara also two yud, even two yuds.
On the third line of Amud Beis, and Beis Amud Beis.
Gemara also two yuds.
Yeah, I don't think it's any kodesh. If anything, I would say it's a printing mistake.
No, Gemara is even twice. The first time
it says it. Says it twice, but I would think it's either they're not makbid. Either way works, because under the yud you'd put a chirik.